This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudil stresses on national development with strong and vibrant economy. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda stresses on development and implementation of timely curriculum based on modern changes. And Israel announces opening of 8 routes into Gaza after US warned of changing Israeli policy if it fails to protect civilians. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudil has stressed on prompt national development with strong and vibrant economy following the political changes. Addressing the inaugural program of the 8th Lamjung Festival 2080 and the declaration of the Visit Lamjung Year 2081 Bikram Samvat in Besi Sahar yesterday, President Paudil underscored the need of paying special attention to lessening imports through enhanced production and employment generation within the country. The president said the way can be paved towards industrialization mainly through the development of agriculture, tourism, water resources and industries. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has stressed on the need of developing and implementing timely curriculum based on innovation. Addressing the 14th Senate meeting of the Midwest University yesterday, the Prime Minister called on the university to pay attention to restructuring the curriculum and the development of the physical and human resources. The Prime Minister appreciated the university's adoption of the policy for conducting all the academic activities as per the predetermined calendar and as an aspect of reform. On the occasion, he suggested the university should accord additional priority to all the academic programs and curricula as per the changing world scenario. Meanwhile, at a program organized by Gorkha Municipality to place quartz crystal at Gorkha Palace yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal assured that the new budget would be development-oriented and it would excite the citizens. Prime Minister Dahal reiterated that installation of precious quartz crystal in the district of historical and archaeological significance would play an important role in tourism promotion. Parliamentary party leader of CPN Maoist Centre in Lumbini Province Assembly, Jokh Bahadur Mahara, has been appointed as the Chief Minister of Lumbini Province Government. Province Chief Amik Sirchan yesterday appointed Mahara to the post of Chief Minister. A press release issued by the spokesperson of the Office of the Province Chief stated that Mahara had the support of 48 Province Assembly members, including 47 of political parties and one independent member. Mahara received support of 29 Province Assembly members of CPN-UML, 10 of CPN Maui Centre, 4 of Nagarik Unmukti Party, 3 of Janta Samajwadi Party, 1 of CPN Unified Socialist and 1 independent member. Sudhur Paschim Province Chief Najir Mia has called on political parties to stake their claim to form a new government. The Province Chief's call comes after Sudhur Paschim Chief Minister Kamal Bahadur Shaha resigned from his post following change in power equation in the federal government. Provincial Assembly members having support of 2 or more political parties have been asked to stake their claim by 5 p.m. on the 14th of April to form a new government. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Rabila Michane has stated that he will discuss with the Prime Minister the coordination challenges affecting the rescue of Nepali nationals serving in the Russian army. Deputy Prime Minister Lamichhane acknowledged the family's hardship and committed to swift action. In response to the 11-point memorandum submitted by a group representing these families yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Lamichhane expressed his intent to address key demands. These include ensuring the safe return of Nepali citizens, supporting families of those lost in the Russia-Ukraine conflict, clarifying the status of unconfirmed casualties, locating missing individuals and aiding Nepalese held captive or injured. Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister Narendkaji Srivastava has stressed on meditation practice for inspiration through justice, equality and progression. Addressing a program organized on the occasion of the World Meditation Day at Bayadevi Temple in Lumbini yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Srivastava viewed meditation as a self-empowerment tool. On the occasion, Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Chen Song said Nepal and China were linked not only with mountains and river, but also with Buddha and Buddhism. The Chinese ambassador added, a special message could be spread from Lumbini for peace and bliss to people living in the modern age. CPNUML Chair KP Sharma Oli has pledged to keep the existing ruling coalition consolidated. In his address to the 9th District Convention of the CPNUML in Sangja yesterday, Chairman Oli claimed the existing ruling alliance would remain intact. The UML chair also claimed that his party would keep fighting against corruption to maintain good governance. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. Israel announced yesterday it would allow temporary aid deliveries into northern Gaza, hours after United States warned of a sharp shift in its policy over the Gaza war. According to the ANI news agency, in a tense 30-minute phone call, U.S. President Joe Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that U.S. policy on Israel was dependent on the protection of the civilians and aid workers in Gaza. Just hours later, in the middle of the night in Jerusalem, Israel announced it would open more aid routes into blockaded Gaza. Israel's war cabinet authorized temporary aid deliveries via the Ashdod port and the Erez land crossing, as well as increased deliveries from neighboring Jordan at the Kerem Shalom crossing. The White House quickly welcomed the moves, calling them at the president's request and saying they must now be fully and rapidly implemented. Israel has come under mounting international pressure over the toll inflicted by its six-month war on Hamas and drawn increasingly tough rebuke from the main backer, Washington. Meanwhile, the Israeli military says it has sacked two senior officers after seven World Central Kitchen WCK aid workers were killed in a strike in Gaza on Monday. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of high hilly regions of Gandaki province, Karnali province, and at one or two places of the hilly regions of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. President Ramchandra Powdal stresses on national development with strong and vibrant economy. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda stresses on development and implementation of timely curriculum based on modern changes. Israel announces opening of aid routes into Gaza after U.S. warned of changing Israel policy if it fails to protect civilians. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.